Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Welcome back to the UK, Hannah Ellis. It's good to see you.
I'm so excited to be here.
So when you were over for CTC last year, that was your first time performing in the UK, right?
Yes, yeah. So I had been here before, but I had not performed.
Yeah, and were you surprised at the audience? Like, what were you expecting
okay,
when you came over?
Okay, this is such a great question because...
Thank you.
Everyone... because everyone always, like, hypes up, oh my gosh, the fans in London are so amazing, they're so amazing, and... They are, but I think they should also include, like, hey, they're so amazing because they are totally engaged with you. Mm-hmm. They're like listening and they want to hear every word, but that also means that they're not hooping and hollering like they do in every other state in America.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so I think, like, the first maybe couple songs, I remember kind of being like, do they like it? You know? And then you start looking and you're like, oh, they're singing along. They're just singing it to themselves.
Yes.
And then I had a woman come up to me after a show and she's like, hey, I feel like I just want to tell you this. Like, we are obsessed with you. We love your music. We just would rather hear you sing than us sing. So just that's why we are not like crazy loud. And I was like, oh, okay, that's amazing.
I
totally get it. And then I feel like it totally like changed my perspective. And I was like, no, now I totally understand why everyone's obsessed with coming over here, because you guys learn. I mean, I have more people requesting actual songs they want to hear in my DMs than anywhere that I play, where they're like, we want this or we want that, because they're just real fans. It's really awesome.
When you were starting out, were you playing at quite, like, you know, honky-tonky places
and,
and places where they just weren't paying any attention
to
you at all?
Like the 4-hour bar and restaurant gigs where it was like 95% cover songs, and then like maybe every once in a while you're like, I wrote this, would you like to hear it? And they're like, oh, fine.
And people just screaming for more ranch dressing while you're trying to give it all.
Absolutely, that was how it was all through college when I was playing shows. I mean, but I think there's something endearing to that part of the journey. I mean, you're gonna have to pay your dues at some point, so you might as well get it out of the way, play those shows, understand it. And then when you go to Cologne and Munich and London and you have people scream singing songs or crying whenever you're singing a song that they love.
Yeah, that'll be me. That's me in the front row singing Wine Country.
That's right. He's like, this is my truth.
Yeah, with my mascara running, I'm there.
I love it.
We do love Wine Country, by the way. Congratulations on all this. I mean, it's definitely one of our favorites. It's a fan favorite.
Oh, yes, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is that, like, whenever you go to, I feel like it happens the most at festivals, but whenever I, like, say that that's what I'm about to play and people start, like, putting their pinkies up, I'm like, y'all are my people. Y'all get it.
But being a Kentucky girl, you know, there's got to be a bourbon song somewhere.
I know. And, like, that's what's funny. So my husband's actually here with me, and he's the bourbon guy, which is ironic because he's from Tennessee.
Ah.
So, like, he should be a whiskey guy, but he's more of a bourbon guy.
Tennessee
sipping
whiskey.
So I feel like that he kind of covered that base in our household.
I feel you. I'm a Tennessee guy and I'm a whiskey guy. Yeah,
right.
I feel you.
So I'm allowed to be the wine girl because I'm like, we have the bourbon thing going on in the house.
Yeah,
you know, and I mean, I know it. I can drink it. I drink it sometimes, but, like,
you're a wine girl.
I'm a wine girl.
Yes. Karma on the Rocks, we're loving as well. It's so, so great. This is the latest single, right?
Yes.
Karma on the Rocks. So what's the story behind this song?
Oh my gosh. This is one of those that was just so much fun to write. I wrote it with like three of my friends, and we were talking about kind of my record at the time. And I'd written this song for my little sister that was like this just like heartache breakup song that was like, this is what it feels like to go through a breakup. And so we all started talking and like, okay, but what happens when you're over the breakup and it turns out that the person who did you wrong, got done exactly the same way. And so in the room, which that's what's so fun about collaborating, we all kind of start telling different portions of stories where we kind of got to see karma play out in real life. And then this song is born from all these different variations of breakups gone right, if you will, for those of us on the winning side of that. But yeah, and it was just so much fun. We knew, we were like, oh my gosh, this is an absolute banger. We were all singing it, like, by the time we left, just those like chorus little down 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 parts, it's like, okay, come on.
It's always great when karma does actually work out. It's infuriating when it doesn't, when you're like, I know that they are going to get theirs,
and then they don't,
and then they don't,
they like marry someone wonderful and you're like, no. Come on.
Infuriate. Do you believe in karma and stuff like that?
I mean, I definitely believe. I'm a very spiritual person. Okay. I'm a Christian, and I believe like in the spirit side of things. So I definitely think that the universe has a way of working itself out. You know, it's like people will say, you know, if it's not good yet, it's not done yet. You know, so I think that there's something to be said for things have a way of working out.
Yeah, I would like to think so. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you get tired of waiting. You're
That's
like,
right.
Oh, okay, universe.
That's right.
Hello. When you started out, you were an established songwriter, right? And is that kind of, was that running side by side, you becoming an artist? Or were you like, because, you know, some people, they're like, hey, I'm going to be a songwriter.
Yeah.
And that's where their passion is. That's what they want to do. And they get kind of talked into or happenstance into being an artist. Like, which was it for you?
I would say mine was the opposite of that.
Right. So you were like,
I'm a singer. And they were like, you have to write songs. And I was like, oh, okay. Because, I mean, when I first started coming to town at like 14, Taylor Swift was like on the rise. And they were like, oh, we can have an artist that does both, that sings and writes songs.
Yeah.
So that was like, you know, I started writing songs like the end of high school, early college. But the first deal that I got in Nashville was a publishing deal, which for anyone listening that doesn't know what that is, that's where they pay you to write songs and get them cut by other artists.
Dream.
You know, which is amazing. Exactly. But I took that very serious, and I was like, okay, I want to be a singer. I want to be an artist first. That's my first passion, but I'm getting paid to write songs for other people. So, you know, I really poured myself into that. And it actually was a really nice way for me to learn who I was as an artist, because I'm able to write songs every day and not really be too overly emotionally attached to them, just write them. And then there would be ones, then there would be like, oh, wait, this is my
That's
story.
Yeah.
Or like, I would say it like that, and I don't think anybody else would say it like that. And then there kind of started being this little pile of songs that I was like, please don't pitch these.
And I guess that throughout that, you get to put on different characters as well, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And I feel like that's still the case now, where like, I do feel like when I walk into a room and I know that I'm writing a Hannah Ellis song, there is a certain persona that comes with that, and a certain language that I'm going to use, or things I will or won't talk about or say. And versus if I go in the room, you know, I write with, you know, Danielle Bradbury or something. I write with her coming up. I'm like, I feel just free as a bird to say and do anything that she would want to say in her language, in her words. So it does kind of get to work a different muscle a little bit.
And also, I suppose when you're writing for or with someone else, or even like singing on records, which you've done with Russell Dickerson, Carly Pierce, and loads of others, like that's also a different muscle, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's like, because you're sharing that space, and like when you do duets or even just BGVs with people, I mean, you're complimenting what they're doing and they're complimenting what you're doing. And so it does kind of create this other little space that you get to live in, you know, because obviously each of us are unique and we bring something special to the table. And we do kind of build this little, not bubble, but, you know, this little house that we live in. This is what I bring to the country music format as Hannah Ellis, the artist. So you get to kind of play in those other lands sometimes. It's kind of fun.
Are there people who've really lifted you up and kind of,
my gosh.
Taking you on the right? Because if there was it seems like Nashville does that a lot.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if there was a flag with my face on it, Carly Pierce would wave it. Like, she is like my girl. We've done a couple tours together, and we're actually like neighbors. We don't live far away from each other. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Russell is another one. I mean, just from the jump, was such a Hannah Ellis fan and supporter, and has always, you know, kind of flown my flag in the same way. And I mean, I will say I've had really great experiences out on the road touring with different people. Everybody's been super supportive, which I really think is just the Nashville way.
Do you know, if you ever need to get Carly Pierce a present, get her gum.
Oh,
don't yes. she love gum?
Yes, she loves gum.
She can't get enough gum. I have never met Carly, and I've met her, never
she
met her
runs
without
through
gum.
It. It's so true.
Never met her without gum. Parks it right back there. You'd never know.
Yes, that's so true.
Yeah, get
oh
her
my
some,
God.
You should get her like British types of gum.
Oh my God, and just be like,
that
here,
you can't
here's
get
your
in
gift.
America. Yeah, she might discover
Wait, is there
whole...
British gum? There's British candy. I knew that.
Oh, sure. There's
I mean,
British
you guys
gum.
Over yeah. here.
We're a whole country. We've like... got our own gum. We don't need your gum.
We don't need your dumb gum.
We've got our own gum. Do you know what? I will say I really miss
okay.
that I bring back with me every time I go to the States.
I'm ready.
Big Red.
Really?
You can't get it here. Or if you can
that
find it in some sort of specialist shop.
Right
I know.
There. He just went all the way Tennessee right there
yeah,
with the Big,
Big
Red.
Red. Oh, I love Big Red gum.
I love that.
Or T-Berry gum. Do you remember that?
No.
That's old school.
No.
Yeah, that's where, anyway.
He says it was
I'm not going to take you there. You also got to do something that every artist dreams of doing.
Okay.
And it's a huge bucket list for, I mean, I guess everybody
yeah.
in country music, making your Grand Ole Opry debut.
Oh, my gosh.
And you did this, it was a few years ago now,
yes,
right?
Yes, it was. I know, which is crazy. And that's one of those moments that you dream about and you look forward to, and then it finally arrives. And, you know, I like to consider myself a professional, so, like, I can sing in very strange settings and always just, you know, put on the mask and be an artist. And man, when I walked into that circle, I'm just like tears in my throat. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to melt down. I'm going to have a meltdown. Because I was very specific. I didn't want to walk in the circle during the like warm ups or any of that. I wanted to wait until
That's
I actually had the mic
I've had
in my hand and I was
that.
Walking out and do it. Because that circle's the original, right? It's the
yeah.
original floor.
Mm-hmm.
And man, speak of like just feeling overcome with emotions. I mean, every time I would look out, I would see either a friend or a family member or someone on my team. And I was just like, oh, it's such a kind of come to fruition type moment. You
Are
know?
You a manifesty type person? Like, do you put stuff out there in the universe or do you approach things that way?
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, I'm really like spiritual. So we pray a lot and I put a lot of weight on my prayers.
I guess that's kind
yeah,
of manifesting.
Yeah, so it's kind of the same yeah. in that way. Like we actually like bought a prayer journal this year that we like write it down because I'm like, I want to be able to like mark this stuff off of a list. So
right.
in some way, yes, I believe in it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think if you want
so
it.
So is
you
that
pray
on the list?
It, oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What else is on the list?
Getting this record out in okay. the world was on the list.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, it's almost like I forgot everything else on the list. Once that got out, I was like, we did it. We put out a record. We put out a whole record. I mean, because they say you write for your first record your whole life.
Mm.
And I think there is like some truth in that, whether you've been writing your whole life or not, because it's all of your stories. And it's that first kind of conversation really that you're having with your fans and with listeners. It's how they're going to get to know you. And so, man, you just put blood, sweat, and tears into it. And so that was huge on the list of going, okay, let's get this done. And when it finally came out, it was like a breath of fresh air.
Well, congratulations on it. It's fantastic.
Thank you. And I am so proud of it.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting to see everybody singing along to
all
the words.
I know. And that's the other thing that's really fun is like, you know, I've had so many songs that I've wanted to release for so long that I've played live. And then I would get messages like, hey, I really loved this song or that song. Where can I get it? And I'm like, well, I have this Dropbox folder on my computer that I'm like, it's not out. So it's so great that like I can play songs and people can go and find them and listen to them. So
you're a golfer, right?
Yeah.
So are you going to Scotland on this one? Are you going up to Glasgow?
No. Oh, wouldn't that be insane?
You're not on that one. All right.
No.
So you can't,
gosh.
You're not going to get it. A chance
no,
to go play golf in
no.
Scotland, the very home of
yeah,
golf,
St. Andrews,
closer
yeah.
than you've ever been.
No, like you're so close.
And you're not going to get that. Seems like a bucket list for
oh,
a golfer.
Oh yes, oh absolutely. I would say that going to the Masters. So we got to go we went to a practice round at the Masters. So that was like, okay, I'm going to call that a halfway checked off golf thing.
Shaded in.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Because I'm like, you have to go and actually watch a round to really say you've gone to the Masters, I think. Right?
Well, listen, it's your rules. I would just tell everybody I went to the Masters.
I mean, I do. I bought all the gear. I bought the sweater and the hat. And then I was like, take my photo. Take my
merched
photo. Take
up.
My photo. I'm a merch girly. I really am.
Oh, I love some
I
merch
really
as well.
Am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Merch is great. So maybe next time you come over to the UK.
And
Scotland is glorious.
Yeah.
So you'll have to make it up there.
Oh, yeah. I know. Definitely. That's on the list. That. And then, I mean, I've been to Ireland, but it was so long ago. So, like, I want to, like, pop around in this area a lot more.
So come on back then.
Absolutely. Anytime. Just call me.
All right. I'm going to call you. Come on back. Good to see you.
You too. Thank you for having me in today. This was so much fun.
That is a pleasure. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here real soon.
Yes. Sounds good.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.